Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Hello, welcome to episode 23 of the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along for this particular show. I'm actually leaving work at the moment to meet someone for lunch. It is October the 8th today, Thursday. Beautiful, beautiful day. I'm guessing it's probably 70 degrees out here. Sun is shining. I literally see no clouds in the sky. I think today's supposed to be 75, mostly clear. But I did want to take just a few minutes as I'm meeting my person over at the restaurant where we're going to be meeting to just share an update on where things are right now. As we are getting into the final days, literally, of the tapering for the half. Got up this morning, and let me back up. Earlier in the week, would have been Tuesday, I did my 70, ended up going about 74 minutes for that particular run, and covered just over 8 miles, a hair over 8 miles. Felt pretty good. Breathing was good. The legs were okay, except I started having a pain in my right calf, which I've not been experiencing that. And so I took ice and ended up icing it during the day. As I sat at the desk for certain periods, I would ice for 10 minutes, then take it off for 10 minutes. I think I did that for 3 times at the office. And then when I got home that Tuesday night, iced it 2 more times, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off. So a total of 50 minutes of ice on Tuesday. Did not run yesterday, which will be Wednesday. And then this morning, I got up and left the house about, finally got on the road about 10 to 6. 50 degrees, wore long sleeves and gloves for the first time this season. And today I was supposed to run the final interval workout, which would be 10 basically quarter-mile intervals with quarter-mile rest in between, or 120 seconds in between. So what I've been doing is I've been running 120 seconds at basically 5K pace, or pretty close to it, followed by 120 seconds rest. So I did 10 sets of that today, and my calf was not an issue. I really didn't have any pains. Felt very, very good, and finished the workout feeling like I could probably run for maybe 2 or 3 more of those. So felt very, very good, and I feel primed for the race. I really do. I'm supposed to run another, probably run 90 minutes without pushing it too hard over the weekend, and then we'll plan to next week of the race itself, the half marathon. I know that I want to run a short tempo run early in the week and want to have my last run by Wednesday, which will probably be 45 minutes. And then I will not run on Thursday and Friday, give myself complete rest, and the race is on Saturday. So I'm hoping to taper. I'm planning to taper for today. And we're gonna talk more about tapering a little later in this episode. But right now, I feel really, really good and am amazed at being able to run faster through the intervals and also through the tempo runs and feel comfortable doing that. So far it's going well. I really feel like I'm about as prepared for the half marathon as I could be reasonably prepared. When my calf was bothering me a couple days ago, going through the ice, that's the first time I've had any significant pain since I started running again. 14 months ago. And I attribute that to the rest that I take each week. I attribute that to the down weeks, typically, that I have. Every fourth week, try to cut the time mileage in half. And I also attribute it to the stretching and just knowing what my limits are. I must admit, the 17-mile long run, while I felt good doing it, as I look back on it now, I think 8:54, that was obviously faster than I should have been running that. I think the reason for that is because maybe I'm just getting faster, and I'm more comfortable running at a faster pace than I was, and so perhaps going that pace for that many miles was really not too much, but I do know that it took a lot out of me. And took a couple of days off after that, Sunday and Monday, and even by Tuesday's run, as I said, I had the calf problem, which has not bothered me today, but maybe it's not too much, but 17 miles, that is definitely longer than I will plan to be going unless I'm training for maybe a half or a marathon. Now, when I get into the marathon, we definitely will go a couple of 20s. I'm thinking about maybe even a 22-miler, but not convinced of that, but I'll see how I feel. But it's a beautiful day. We will not be running tomorrow on Friday, and I hope to run Saturday. Cindy and I have been given tickets to the Carolina Georgia Southern football game on Saturday at Chapel Hill. A good friend of mine, Myra, whom I've mentioned on this podcast, she and her husband have season tickets, Ernie, and they have a conflict this weekend, and so she called me and said, would you like to have the tickets? And Cindy and I said, sure, because one thing I don't think I've ever told you guys is I am a major, unreasonably so, maybe, University of North Carolina fan. I like football, but I really, really like basketball. And, of course, we were thrilled that they won again this past year the national championship. So hope I didn't lose any listeners because of that disclosure, but go Heels. Roy Williams is the best coach in the world, and during basketball season, if I can't find a television, I'm listening to it on the radio, if at all possible. So anyway, Saturday, we're going to plan to go to the Carolina game. They're playing Georgia Southern. They are calling for rain right now. Don't know how that's going to affect our time there, but I still think that we will probably enjoy getting away. Chapel Hill is about, I would say an hour and a half from here, from High Point, something like that. So we will look forward to that. But I just wanted to give you an update on where things are, and hopefully I won't repeat this information when we record on our next run, which will be Saturday, Lord willing, 90 minutes, not at too fast of a pace. But that's where we are, and as we are tapering down, we are looking forward to being fully rested for the race. So a little bit later in this show, I want to talk about tapering, the pros, very few cons, and the significance of that. And we'll be sharing some insights on that. And if you have a race that you're working toward, like I've been working toward the half, if you've been training for the half or for a marathon, particularly if it's your first one and you've been doing interval training or tempo training, the tapering, you probably want to hear what we have to say about it. I think it'll be helpful to you, and I believe that it's obviously helpful to me as I taper. I'm in the process of actually tapering now. So anyway, we'll come back with that in a little bit, and whenever I return, probably be during our long run on Saturday. Y'all want to start? You want to start on that end and walk through some of them, or you just want to walk through? Okay. Man, that is a big one, isn't it? Been a while since you've seen one of them, isn't it? Look at his legs. Just walk down there. It's crowded on the other road. Well, let's go down there and come back up so we won't run into those people. Yeah. Go down that way and then we'll come back up. Yeah, I don't know if it tells you what kind they are, but these are all some kind of winners.
First prize. It's a first prize.
Those are some of the...
Ellen had some that pretty, and the fox got in there and killed them.
My goodness. Look at that, how big that chicken is. Look. Great day. They are huge, aren't they? Here we are at the Dixie Classic Fair in Winston-Salem, and we're presently walking through the poultry and pigeon house exhibit. And I'm guessing, but there's got to be, there's at least, a 1,000 birds in here. Beautiful, beautiful roosters. Some of them are huge, as well as, we haven't gotten to the pigeons yet, but. The what?
Down there.
Oh, okay. Look at that one.
Sing it like that. Look, it's gone.
Man, he's huge, isn't he?
He's gonna get you.
Send his mother sticking the cane in the cage at him. I don't believe he likes that. Ooh, it's loud in here. We've got pig races coming up in about an hour. We're going to try to go see those. I remember we had one growing up. Did I ever tell you?
Like that?
No, he was white, but he was that tall. And, when I was living with Mom and Hooper. And that rooster scared us to death. Every time we went out in the yard, he would get after us. And he jumped on Charles's son, and Charles came over when we weren't there and killed him, Johnny.
Oh, no.
But he was, honestly, he was that big.
I know. You were glad, weren't you?
Yeah. As a child, he looked like he was 3 feet tall.
Good afternoon, Rick Swain, Columbus Hero 2009 Dixie Classic Fair. How's everybody doing today? Yeah. All right, good to hear from you. Welcome as well to the Swifty Swine Swimming Racing Pig Show, brought to you by WPFJ Radio. Now, before we get going racing these little power-packed porkers around this track, I want to know, how many of you all out here right now have never been to a pig race before? Raise your hand.
Oh, yes,
somebody right over here at the finish line on a silver platter. There's a delicious, delectable Oreo waiting to be devoured by the fastest swine with that winning time. All right, everybody ready? Let me hear ya. Sue! And here we go with our first four races. So now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing to you your starting lineup. And right out of Hollywood, California, come your first set of racing pigs. He's still married to Angelina. Give it up for Brad K. Yeah, section 3 and section 4. Run for y'all coming out of lane 4 in the black. From the Disney Channel and ABC Family, put your hands together for little Handball Montana. Alright, section 4. He's made their lock loaded and ready to go. Is everybody ready for some cake racing now? Here we go. Number 3, little Brad Pig, bringing home the bacon at them. Come on up here, sweetheart. Give your cheerleaders a big round of applause, everybody. Yeah, nice job, section 3. Come on up here, young lady.
Judging them or something?
They're animated, aren't they?
Yeah. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our judge to you again.
732 pounds. Look, the pumpkin there, new North Carolina state record, 1,258 pounds. Yeah. Good grief. That is humongous. Ricky Holder. Yeah. That's a new state record.
Biggest record.
Biggest one ever grown in North Carolina.
Put us in the county and make a half a dozen pies with
it. Yeah.
Could make a few, don't you?
Not any good to eat. Yeah. Did y'all see that one?
Unbelievable.
That's a new state record.
That's the record.
Yeah.
1,258
pounds.
That's the record.
Yeah. Wow. No, he didn't throw it. He was just...
Welcome to Saturday, October 10th, 2009. We are on a 90-minute run together, and I've been running for 20 minutes and 22 seconds, so finally feeling a little bit warmed up, more comfortable. Feel a little bit sluggish this morning, although I am feeling better than I did when I started. I can think of a few reasons for that. Number one, it has rocketed up to 72 degrees this morning. It's about 6:30. I slept in 30 minutes longer than usual today. And I slept good last night, and got in close to 8 hours probably. So I'm feeling good in that department, but the humidity has gone up as well. I mean, the sweat's just pouring off of my nose, that's just the way it is here in the middle of North Carolina this time of year. I mean, we've been down to 47, maybe 46 degrees in the morning, and this morning it's up to 72. I mean, it feels like a summer morning out here, literally. But supposed to be cooling off after today. Well, this morning actually will be a warm morning, and then today won't be quite as warm as yesterday. They were calling for 86 yesterday. Very windy. Rain early. A little bit of rain early, not a lot. And turned out windy and partly to mostly cloudy. Very, very comfortable outside. As you can imagine, up in the mid-80s and cloudy and windy. So I think I'm feeling sluggish because of the temperature and the humidity. I also think I'm feeling sluggish because at the fair yesterday, walked quite a bit, as you can imagine. Being a runner, that's not that big a deal, but still, you're standing on your feet for 6 hours walking around, milling around. It tires you out a little bit. And then also I think that I'm probably a little sluggish. Biggest reason is the sausage dog I ate with onions, chili, extra mustard, and a great old big handful of french fries. Yeah, I know. It's not that great of a diet. Actually, it's a horrible diet. But I've learned in maintaining my weight that one of the things that I need to do, probably the same for you, is occasionally indulge myself. I know Nigel, in a recent episode, Running from the Reaper, was talking about a new study that shows that a lot of runners don't lose or burn, not burn, but they eat more calories than they realize, And I can understand that, why that would be easy to do. In my case, I have to watch that as well. But once in a while, I'm going to eat something that I want to eat just for the sheer joy of it. If I go to the fair, it's going to be a sausage dog with onions and whatever else I can find. So I think that contributed as well to sluggishness today, although I'm feeling better as I get warmer. Fair was really, really great yesterday. Dixie Classic Fair is the second largest fair in North Carolina. North Carolina State Fair starts, I think, next weekend. And that fair, I remember going as a kid, I thought, man, you can't see this in the day. And Cindy and I went back years ago after I was an adult, of course. And I remember walking around, and even though it's a big fair, I thought it was three times as big when I was small. Well, it wasn't, but it appeared that way. I've noticed that in lots of things. Wow, thanks for moving over. I don't understand these cars. It's early in the morning. I was in a three-lane area with a turning lane. Nobody coming, can't even see for a quarter mile. And the guy gets as close over on me as he can. Anyway, I can't do anything about it other than try to watch myself. But anyhow, that fair in Raleigh, the state fair, I always thought it was so huge. But you know, things like that in life, as I said, everything seems bigger when you're a child. And I guess in your mind's eye, it is bigger. Then you become an adult and you realize things aren't as big and grand as they used to be. We just sort of set ourselves up for that. I remember my dad used to talk about people going back to the good old days. He'd say, well, there's certain parts of that I like. But he said the good old days weren't as good as we tend to remember them. I said, what do you mean, Daddy? He said, well, you know, the good old days, we didn't have indoor plumbing. Good old days, we didn't have air conditioning. The good old days, we didn't have a telephone. He said, well, now with some of that, he said, we'd be probably just as well without. He said, they're always better when you reflect back on them. And I think that's true. But the fair yesterday, we really enjoyed it. Last night, I was a good boy. I got home and made a banana, and I believe there were four figs left. Our figs are coming in. Fig bush is still packed with figs. We're grateful. Rest of them seem to be ripening. Question's going to be, or the point, though, I guess, it's a race between ripening and frost. So I've eaten a dozen figs this week, and every day we've getting a few more off, so that's good. I love them. If you have never eaten fresh figs, you're missing somewhat of a unique experience, I think. So the figs we took a picture of a couple weeks back, 3 weeks, whatever, those are finally getting ripe. The cayenne peppers are loaded. I don't know what I'm going to do with all this pepper vinegar. And the jalapenos, I think I can pick those. I know I can one more time, possibly twice if the cold doesn't get them. And I can one more jar. Probably going to slice them up. Some of the jalapenos are getting big. We saw some big stuff yesterday. Had a pumpkin weighed almost 1,300 pounds. New state record. I think we included that on the show, but pretty awesome. But you know, things like the fair remind me of things in life that are really fun. Things in life that really don't cost a lot, but yet you enjoy them. We looked at paintings, we looked at chickens, we looked at cattle auction, we looked at, not an auction, but a competition for the cattle. We looked at cakes and jams and quilts, photography, all those kind of things, and I really enjoyed it. And I remember, you know, as a kid, those are the things I remember the most about the fair, state fair anyhow, that I enjoy, and sort of keeps you young to go back to that. Running's that way too. I can't go back to 30 years ago. I can relive it in my mind, but it's always going to be a little different than it was in reality, as we just said. But in my mind, I can go back to it, can relive it, and I can enjoy those experiences where I am young again. And so, as I take a break here to, wow, the water is running. Whoa. Actually, looks like it's running, and I don't know why it's turned off, but yet the water is running, and I'm starting to wonder, am I going to get any water out of this? Maybe I can get enough to drink, but it's hotter than fire. But find those things in your life that remind you of, you know what, I believe they got the hot on, that's the problem. No? Let's get some cold water going. I can't drink that. What I'm going to have to do is wait until something is busted, evidently. What I'm going to have to do is wait until I get back to my other water stop, which is going to be, well, that could be 20 or 25 minutes at least. But we'll be okay. But find that thing that keeps you young and enjoy it. And I know one of those is running because you're listening to this today. Don't let the competitions, don't let the preparations for races, don't let the scheduling, trying to get in certain runs for certain reasons, whether it's tempos, intervals, long runs, you know the idea. Don't let that take away the sheer joy of running itself. Find that joy, and it'll help keep you young. I feel good as I've ever felt, just about, for 46. I'll be honest, I feel like a younger person than that.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the sky. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not?
Mad man, forever young. Oh, I want to be
took a honey stinger strawberry gel with caffeine 3 or 4 minutes ago, and we are presently 55 minutes into this run, and we've covered 5.5, so I'm not going terribly fast today, around a 10 minute pace, and to be honest, that feels about all I can do. So again, the humidity, the food, all that, I think they're playing a role today, but that's okay, because I am tapering for the race next Saturday, and I like to consider this as a tapering run. My last long run will run 90-92 minutes, just at a whatever seems to be a comfortable pace. By the way, I want to share with you today about tapering. I have a link at the blog to an article that I'm referencing, and you can go back and check out the article online, print it out, whatever. But I have a link at the blog at show notes for this episode 23. But tapering is a term that's used in endurance sports. It basically means to reduce our training load before a major race. You're probably familiar with what it means. Personal experience and scientific research by the writer of the article. His personal experience. Hopefully mine's going to be the same. But I've come to the conclusion that it increases our level of fitness, and it can boost our performance in a race if we taper, on average by 3%. Well, that's significant, particularly if you're running a longer event. For marathon runners, that can mean 5 to 10 minutes faster for the marathon over that distance if you taper. In other words, you begin to cut back leading up to the event. When asked about the secret to her success, triple Olympic skating champion Yvonne Van Gennep, she made this statement. She said, "There's no secret." She said, "It just comes down to training hard and then putting on handbrake." And if you're like me, that's a little hard to do. I don't want to put on the handbrake. I want to keep running. And unfortunately, run a little harder than maybe I should. The key is being able to step back from your training. The term tapering actually came into play in 1947 by the Australian Olympic swimming coach, Forbes Carlile, and physiology professor Frank Cotton, who discovered that their swimmers swam a lot better when they eased up their training in the last 3 weeks before their competition. And it was only much later than that that this discovery was also used in other endurance sports like running. So it started with swimming. Now it's used in competitive running a lot. And it works. The biomechanical explanation for tapering is that when we let our bodies rest from the shock of weeks, maybe months of hard training, that we have the best chance of having a peak performance. In other words, just like this, my long, long run last week was 17 miles. I've got to pull back from that and begin to give my body rest if, you know, I'm going to be rested enough to run a good event. And the same thing applies to you. We have depleted enzymes in our body during heavy training, glycogen and hormone. They're all impaired in their natural resilience, or even spraining our legs by causing the subtle muscle damage that comes with running. And as you know, every time you run, basically what you're doing is you are creating microscopic tears in your muscles, in your legs. And as you rest, not really tapering, but I guess mini taper, every time you take a break from running one day or tone it down, those tears begin to heal and it makes the muscle stronger. And that is the, that's why the rest is just as important as running itself. And I'm finding that to be true more and more in my own experience. Tapering allows us to replenish all those reserves and repair muscle tissues so we can be fully recovered and in optimum shape at the starting line, and that's what it's all about. For us as runners, tapering can last anywhere from 10 to 21 days, and I would say even shorter than that. For like a 5K, give yourself 3 or 4 days of rest, whatever that looks like. That's probably a good amount unless you've just been training extra heavy for a 5K. But the longer the race, the longer the taper, obviously. And it's during that period that weekly mileage needs to be decreased by 30 to as much as 85% if necessary. Some suggest a gradual decrease in training volume, but in 1999 there was a study that showed that a 14-day taper with mileage decrease 50% during the first 3 days, followed by 75% in the next 3 days, and continued steady increase to 85% over the last 8 days, resulted in the best racing performance. So according to that, especially for a marathon, you really need a good 3 weeks of beginning to wean off of the training. It's also been shown that, contrary to popular belief, during running, the tapering period should be done at high intensity. Now, that is something I was aware of, which you may or may not have been. Intervals at 5K race pace, like I've been doing, and fast-paced tempo runs, like I've been doing, those things are advised. And so, while we're going to cut back on our mileage when we're tapering for a race, the intensity can be ratcheted up, maybe half as far, higher intensity. A lot of times, we tend to shun that period, tapering period, because we're afraid we're going to lose fitness, which is really absurd if you've trained well. And I can tell you, I can tell today that I'm needing to taper because I won't say I'm bonking, but definitely don't have the spring I normally have, and that's okay because this coming week we're going to be cutting back and be well rested by Saturday. It's unfounded, though, that we lose fitness whenever we taper. There are just too many examples of why that's not true. All you need is one example to show the falsehood of a theory or particular belief that, hey, if it happened once, that means it can happen again. Often these periods of rest were chosen by the people I'm going to tell you about, but a lot of times they were forced upon them by circumstances from the outside that they could not control. An example of that is Carlos Lopez, who won the 1984 Olympic marathon after an accident prevented him from doing any training the last 10 days leading up to the race. He didn't train any for a week and a half, and yet he won the marathon. And of course, we all remember the same year John Benoit Samuelson won the U.S. Olympic marathon trial in 1984 after knee surgery, forced her off the roads not too many days before the beginning of the race. If I'm not mistaken, I'm thinking she did bicycle and pool running during that time. But she attributed her victory primarily to the fact that the surgery forced her to train less. And later, of course, she went on in Los Angeles to win the first ever Women's Olympic Marathon gold medal. Good morning, sir. Good. My cleaner out walking around his business. Another proof of tapering formula is the story of how the Czech runner Emil Zatopek became the 1950 European champion in both 5 and 10,000 meters. Just 2 days before the event, he was released from the hospital after an illness made him spend 2 weeks there and prevented him from doing any training at all. And still, he was able to win those races. And then my favorite, perhaps, of all, is the story of Roger Bannister that you're well acquainted with, him at least, but you might not know this. Sir Roger Bannister, who broke 4 minutes, first person to ever do that for the mile, and set the world record at that time. After he spent a week of rock climbing in Scotland, in which he didn't do a bit of running. And yet that was when he was able to do his absolute best. Well, the obvious conclusion is that resting before racing, tapering before racing, is an absolute must if you're gonna have a chance to run your best race. You gotta give yourself time to recover. Seems strange that it's so often proven and it's tried and strategy still works, but it's overlooked by a large number of people. But less is more in life as well as in sports. So I'm going to put this tapering thing to the test. I've never actually done speed work as such for a race, even years ago. No intervals, no tempo run, although I would run fairly quickly. But we're going to put it to the test and see how it goes this coming Saturday. Okay. We are about an hour and 20 minutes or so into this. And I tell you, if it's just hot and humid, warm and humid, I guess, next Saturday, buddy, it's going to affect our race. I am completely soaked. It's not just one of those runs where you perspire a lot. My shirt, every part of it, my shorts, they literally look like I've dived in a pool. That's how wet I am. And it tells me, one, it's warm, and two, it's not evaporating a whole lot because of the humidity. Sometimes you gotta run through it. A few minutes ago, I was really struggling and took the gel, and in a few minutes felt a little better. I'm not feeling on top of the world now, but I ran through it and I know that I'll finish. Sometimes running's that way. You just gotta do a gut check and see if you can do it. And this has been one of those runs. When I get through with this one, I don't know if we'll break 10 miles or not. I'll let you know. But we had 16 and a half, something like that. 16.2 maybe, leading up to today. So we'll end up with 25, 26 miles for the week. Next week, as I continue to taper, Lord willing, this is my plan, Monday, 60 minutes with a 10-minute tempo run. Tuesday, no run. Wednesday, 45 minutes easy. Thursday, no run. Friday, no run. So we'll be well rested and counting the race. That'll give me probably 23 for next week. So we're going to really cut it down. after today. See how we do. Okay, we have less than 30 seconds left, but we're earning this one. My front of my legs were slick with salt, and you can see the white residue on my shorts. Because of this humidity, just not a lot of place for it to go. Okay, my time's up, but we need less than a tenth of a mile for 10. So we're going to hang in there and do that. So hang in there as we line this one up. This is the last long run before the race. And this one's not as long as some. Okay, rounding the final bend. .99. See if we can hit it on the head. 10 miles. A stop. Whew. Oh man. Give you an update in just a minute. One of the reasons I may be a little tired today too is I ran 10 intervals. Whew. Day before yesterday. I think it was 10 120 second intervals with 120 second rest between, and we averaged around 8 miles a minute, something like that, for those, including the rest, so they would have been much quicker than that. But this puts us up to 26 for the week. I want to give a couple of thanks as we close this episode out. Off and Running, running store in Greensboro. I want to thank Scott on the word for the 20-minute runner. He said he would be glad to promote the podcast to his customers. Off and Running also times a lot of the races that we run in this area. And after the race this coming Saturday, I'll have a link to race results down on the left-hand side where I list the upcoming races and results. Quick as I can get it from them, I'll put race results and you can go to the blog and see how I did. And of course, the next episode we're going to be covering the race. I'm not going to record while I race it, but certainly before and pretty quick afterward to give you our perceptions and how we did. Also, I want to remind you that at the blog, I was over at Fidipidation's podcast this week at Steve's website and noticed that the podcast awards is coming up the 18th of this month, October. Is the last day you can sign up for that or register to submit your nominees for the different areas of podcasts, different categories. And if you enjoy the 20-minute runner, obviously a little self-serving, but go to my blog near the top. You'll see where you can vote and vote for your podcast. Even if it's not mine, take the opportunity to do that. And also, if you could go to iTunes and give me some stars, some comments there for other iTunes subscribers. I would appreciate that also. And finally, send me some email. Send me updates on your most recent race, including, not limited to, written reports, photographs, short audio clips. And we will put those on the website, post them in the appropriate places, share that with our listeners. And if you send me an audio clip, we will do our best to play it on an upcoming episode. Okay, by the time you hear this, we will be 4 days, maybe five at the most, from the race. Closing thoughts, my perceptions, I feel very well prepared. I know I've done the training. Today was a difficult effort, but that's okay. That's just the way it goes. We covered 10.01 miles, and our average pace today was 9:20. So that's good. But next week we will be a little more rested, quite a bit more rested, and I will not eat a sausage dog the night before. And Lord willing, we'll be ready to go. So thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please share the information with some other runners. Tell them that we'd love to have them to listen as well. And we look to hear from you this week. Send me an email. Hope your training's going well. As always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. And we will talk to you soon. Talk to you next week from the race. Have a great week. Bye-bye. I've been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.